Jacob did remind us this morning that this message is to be short, and I didn't forget that. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Heard that statement before? I'll assume that most people here have. And there's a philosophy that's been pushed through television, through a lot of movies, and through some magazines and books, that what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. No one back home will ever know. Maybe that was the philosophy behind Tiger Woods' actions, that, you know, things that he was going out doing outside his marriage that no one else would ever know. But eventually that failed for him. Many relationships have been torn up and destroyed because of that very philosophy. What goes on out there in Vegas, no one will ever know. What does this have to do with the lesson? Well, if you remember the verses that was read, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, spoke of God pondering our ways of man. Job chapter 34, verse 21 through 22, spoke of God knowing the ways of man and steps, and even the darkness doesn't hide man from God. If you remember in Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 3, the writer speaks of God seeing all, both good and evil. Last verse that Brother Hubert read, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 14, that there's nothing secret that you and I, every man on earth, does that is secret to God. For see, don't believe and live by that philosophy that what goes on in Vegas or any other place, no one ever knows. God knows. God sees all. He knows all. Let this be our philosophy. Our goal for this year is to go through life as we approach the upcoming year, being mindful that whatever we do, whatever we say, is no secret to God, for he sees and he knows each and everything that we do. So hopefully, we don't believe in that philosophy that what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. For see, eventually, all the things that you and I may think we're secretly doing eventually will be made known and judged on the day of judgment. So as we close and we think about this upcoming year, let's look at the words of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1, verse 5 and verse 7. He says to God's people who have seemed to have neglected to work on the temple, who seem to be living it up, he says to them in Haggai chapter 1, start at verse number 5, "Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Then you go to verse number 7. He says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." This year as we live and do our very best to follow God's word, let us stop and consider our ways and make sure that our ways are the ways of God. If anything needs to change, it's going to be us, not God's word. So this evening, as we come to a close, as I look over the audience, those here are Christians, my encouragement to you is that there's sin in your life, stop and consider your ways. There's sin in your life, stop for a moment. If I remember right, Brother Robin this morning, he went to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, I think it's verse number 5. Examine your ways. Stop for a moment, examine your ways, and make sure your ways are the ways of the Lord. If you're here this evening, your ways are not the ways of the Lord, you need to stop and change. Change by way of repenting of that sin. If you're here this evening and you just desire the prayers of the congregation and helping you making through this day and through this night and even for the upcoming year, please make that known. As we look forward to an upcoming year,
as we live our life, let it be on our minds that there's nothing secret before God. All that we do, all that we say, and however we live our lives, God sees it. He knows exactly what we're doing. As we come to an end, stop and think. If you need to repent, make any changes, a request of prayer, please do so as we sing the invitational song.